Welcome to Glencoe's It's Your Health podcast series, the straight talk and information you need to lead the healthy life you want.
Hi, thanks for listening to Glencoe's It's Your Health. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jenny Rodriguez. So, are you feeling a little stressed? After that introduction, I know I am. And that's what we're here to talk about today, how to keep stress in check. Matt and I just went to a seminar at our high school about how teens can manage the stress in our lives. I thought it was really helpful, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, it was great. And it covered lots of information about stress I didn't know. So we thought we'd talk to you guys about it too. I mean, let's face it, stress is a part of our lives and it always will be. What all of us have to do is figure out how to deal with it.
Knowing how to manage stressful situations can help us stay mentally and physically healthy. But to understand how to deal with stress, first we have to know what stress is exactly. Simply put, stress is the reaction of your body and your brain to the everyday challenges and demands life throws at you.
There's another kind of stress we need to know about too, and that's chronic stress. Chronic stress is stress that you find with long-term problems that are beyond your control.
And if we don't find ways to keep the stress in our lives under control, it can begin to affect our physical and mental well-being. And the effects are different for everybody. For some, stress can cause simple frustration. Others might experience headaches or become physically ill because of stress. Stress can even make some people act violently or turn to drugs and alcohol to cope.
And chronic stress has been known to lead to depression in some teens, which can have very serious consequences. That's why it's so important for us to learn how to manage the stress in our lives.
And that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. Meanwhile, let's take a quick break and hear some of your thoughts on stress. We'll be right back. What stresses me out? My after-school job. It's a lot of hours and can really be a challenge when I have a lot of homework or a report to do. Sometimes I find my heart racing when I'm trying to remember all of the things I have to do. I just can't settle down.
I get stressed out when I hear my parents argue. It's not like they're screaming at each other or anything. They're just arguing about bills or whatever. But when they start to argue, my whole body gets tense and I have to go hide out in my room.
I get stressed out thinking about if I'm going to get into college, and if I do, how am I going to pay for it? That keeps me up at night sometimes.
Welcome back. You know, I think we can all relate to what we heard during the break, so if you're stressed out, you're not alone.
I can so relate to the teen who is stressed about work.
Yeah.
I have a new job, and I'm totally stressed out trying to figure out their computer system. Plus, working and going to school is stressful anyway.
You know, a recent study says that one-third of American teens says they feel stressed out on a daily basis.
Wow.
And being stressed out strains both our bodies and our minds. Stress can also weaken our body's immune system, which can lead to injury and illness.
And while stress can come and go, if it isn't kept in check, the effects can be long-lasting and could end up being really harmful.
What we learned was that to help counter the effects of stress, the body puts itself through a three-stage process. The first stage is alarm. It's also known as fight or flight response.
Right.
In this stage, the body first senses a stressful situation called a stressor. Like the girl we heard during the break who talked about stressing out because of her work schedule and feeling her heart race.
Right. During this stage, the body senses a stressor and becomes alert, and the body releases adrenaline, which prepares it to take action.
The second stage is resistance. During this phase, your body has to decide whether to run or resist the stressor or to stay and somehow deal with it. Remember the girl who says she wants to hide in her bedroom when she hears her parents argue? She's definitely in the resistance stage, protecting herself from the stressor.
And when a person remains in contact with a stressor for a long time, they experience fatigue, which is the third stage of stress. You may react physically with muscle soreness or psychologically, or you could also have an overwhelming feeling that you can't stop the inevitable. Stress can cause headaches and stomach aches and can trigger a bout of the flu or even asthma attacks.
So the question is, what do we do about it? It's important to be able to talk about what causes you stress before you reach the fatigue stage. Talk to your friends, to your family, tell them what's going on.
And you know, we also have to be willing to not just listen to the advice of friends and family when it comes to managing our stress, but we have to put it to good use too. Here are some examples of what other teens do to ease stress. I get stressed out when I have to give a presentation in class. I can feel my palms start to sweat as soon as I get up in front of people, and I get really nervous. So to get a little more confidence, I try to rehearse in front of my friends or in my room by myself until I know my lines.
I get stressed out when I have too much to do. So what I've started doing, and it really works, is to make a to-do list every morning with everything I need to accomplish and in order of their importance. Then I just go down the list and check things off as I finish each task. I'm much more efficient now, and there is nothing that relieves my stress more than looking at that piece of paper at the end of the day and seeing everything has been checked off.
Hey, welcome back. So it's pretty clear that stress at some level will always be a part of our lives. That's a given.
But before you get stressed out in the first place, what you have to figure out is, can the stressor be eliminated? I can't skip an algebra test as much as I'd like to, but I can ask for extra help from the teacher or classmate or even get a tutor, which is what I'm going to do starting next week.
Cool.
Just knowing I'm getting help is helping relieve some stress.
Or let's say you have a disagreement with a friend. You should try to figure out how to resolve the issue that created the conflict and then talk about it with them.
You know what's a great stress reliever for me? Exercise. When I get really stressed out, I go shoot baskets.
Exercise is a great stress reducer. For me, I like to run.
Running works for me too. After running 3 or 4 miles, I feel like I've worked through some of the stressors in my life. I've got a better focus on my priorities.
Right. And you can also help beat everyday stress by keeping your health triangle in balance. That's your physical, social, and mental and emotional health.
For example, eating a well-balanced diet full of nutritious foods is important for overall health. Eating too much of the wrong foods can actually cause stress. You might become tired, have a hard time concentrating, and feel weak.
Here's another tip. Get 30 to 60 minutes of regular physical activity every day.
And as my grandmother says, don't bite off more than you can chew. Don't participate in more activities than you can fit into your schedule.
I like the idea we heard from the guy who started making a to-do list so he knows exactly what he has to accomplish every day. And like Matt said, you only have so many hours in a day anyway. So if you don't have time for some activities, it's okay to say no.
And along with saying no to activities you just don't have time for, you have to be comfortable saying no to your friends, too. Real friends will understand and respect you for that.
It's important to keep a positive attitude, and don't forget to laugh, too.
Remember, we all have different stress triggers and different ways of dealing with stress. Try to find what it is that helps you relieve stress. Some people rely on yoga or deep breathing. My mom paints. My dad plays golf. But for me, exercise is still the best.
I love to listen to music in my room, and my sister writes things down in her journal, which is a great idea. She says it feels good to get her feelings and thoughts out.
Stress can cause serious physical reactions in the body, reactions that can have long-term consequences.
Yeah, if a person is under a period of prolonged stress, their immune system can be weakened, and it reduces the body's ability to fight more serious diseases.
Stress can also lead to mental and emotional issues, like difficulty concentrating, mood swings, or depression, and could increase the risk of substance abuse.
Which, again, is why it's so important that we find the outlets and stress relievers that work best for us. It's up to us to keep our stress in check.
But what's most important to remember is that we don't have to face the stress in our lives alone.
No.
Your parents, grandparents, friends, teachers, or other adults can help you, and you just have to let them know what's causing you stress. Talk to people you trust. Sometimes we get so freaked out by all the stress we're under that we can't see the obvious solutions. Just talking about a stressful situation can make it much more manageable.
Right. Now you've got the scoop on stress, so it's up to you to deal with it. Deal with stress before it deals with you.
Yeah.
That's all for this episode.
Thanks for listening. Till next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Glencoe's It Your Health podcast series. Join us again next time for the straight talk and information you need to lead the healthy life you want.